Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's the way we praise Him. Hallelujah, clap your hands. Hallelujah. You have tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, we're having a time today. I mean, every day we can rejoice and praise God For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. This is the Wednesday victory service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Knowing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And this is your host, Bishop B.T. Byrd, along with, hallelujah, the co-host, none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. And we're going to continue to praise the Lord. We love to have praise and worship, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thanks the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. We bless his name today, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, we praise his name today, hallelujah. Again, you've tuned in to the Ministry Victory Service.
Hallelujah.
Of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center.
Yes.
Where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Suggestions, hallelujah, and we want you now to to get your children, hallelujah, gather around the computer or the phone right now, get some paper and a pen, pencil, or magic mark or flare, something to write on and something to write in, a composition notebook we would recommend, hallelujah, so you can keep notes, get the scriptures and notes on what we share. But hallelujah, we get ready to go into, hallelujah, glory to God, our children's corner. As you know, on Sundays we have the pastor's corner, but on Wednesdays we have the children's corner. So we thank God for the opportunity that he has provided us, hallelujah, to actually minister to everybody. Man, woman, boy, or girl, hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. So we thank God for this time. And we want you to also get your cracker, your toast, or your bread, or whatever you're going to use for Holy Communion, because we're going to be doing Holy Communion, your juice, or water, whatever you're using. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because we're going to sanctify and we're going to have a Holy Communion on tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, but we thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for those who have tuned in. Hallelujah. We see it with the eyes of our faith right now. Hallelujah. We see glory to God. Hallelujah. We see, hallelujah, glory to God. Joyce Dukes and Maurice and Tavon. And we see Juliet and Anna, Ava. Hallelujah, and Kitty, and Stephanie, and little Stephanie, and Desiree, and Monica, and Julius, and Victor, and Joshua, and Mitchell, little Mitchell, big Mitchell. Hallelujah, we see glory to God. Hallelujah, we see all glory to God. Hallelujah, Angela Jennings Hill, and Elder Rosetta Carey. Hallelujah, we see, hallelujah, Joan and Lil, God bless it. We see Pastor Maxine and Theodis Lee, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Donald Carter and Retta, hallelujah, and Teresa McLeod, God bless you, hallelujah, and Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior, Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior, Corinthia Johnson, and Juan and Sean Johnson, and Loretta and James Johnson. We see all it with the eyes of our faith right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Gloria. Hallelujah. Minister Janice and Yvonne. Hallelujah. And Ronald Harris and Mother Harris and Yvette and Angie Harris. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell and Sterling and Barry and David. Hallelujah. And Reggie and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany. Hallelujah. And Coco and hallelujah. And Faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We see you now with the eyes of our faith. Hallelujah. And Damon and Dion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Martha and Charles. Hallelujah. God and Betsy, we see you with the eyes of our faith right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Glenda Blanchard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Brenda Deloach. God bless you now. Hallelujah. And Holden Ransom. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Michael Shelton. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. And Paul Wooten. God bless you. Oh, we thank God for you today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless Pastor East End Royal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright and Pastor Viola Wright. Hallelujah. Glory to Mother Bertha Marie Johnson. God bless you. Rachel, hallelujah, Johnson and hallelujah, Stephanie and QB Stevenson and Dominique and Justin. God bless you and your families. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cynthia and Prophet Cynthia. Word, we got a lot of Cynthias around. And Sheila from Justice. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you real good here. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown and Dorothy Warsaw, Carl Dunston. Hallelujah. And Dwayne and Virgil and Ben. Hallelujah. and Craig, hallelujah, glory to God, and Robin, hallelujah, and Robin Stewart and Joseph, God bless you, hallelujah, they heal. We send the word of God to heal right now in Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God, and Bob and Lil Smith in Boston, Massachusetts, and Jeffrey and Maria in North Hollywood, California, and Dorothy down there in Rocky, Tarboro, North Carolina, and Mother Boopy and Jerry in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, hallelujah, and Overseer Nevins in North Carolina, and Tony and Ricky in South Carolina and Georgia, hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Carol Powers King and Carolyn Powers and Doug and Teresa Wilson. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God for you. And Pastor Peaches, you got somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Elise Jefferson.
Elise Jefferson. God bless you. Hallelujah. I wonder if, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Miss Redder's son.
All right. Well, praise God. Yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We're putting all in the atmosphere. And healing is taking place right now. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Come on now. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you. All of you. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice right now. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise your name. We glorify your name today. Hallelujah. We sing praises to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. You are our everything, oh God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we just bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to just go into our children's corner on today. We thank God for the opportunity. Hallelujah. We don't take this opportunity lightly. Hallelujah. But right now, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for the children's corner.
In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, will be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of
Thank you. done in glory.
Hallelujah. God for that. And without further ado, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Peaches Bird. God bless you. The Pastor's Corner. Glory to God. I'm going to get it right. The Children's Corner is on the air. God bless you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. It is a wonderful thing to be able to hear the voices of children. Praise the Lord. It is just awesome. And don't you know, I heard somebody say, he was that the angels of the children are always before the Lord. Hallelujah. There's just something precious about a child and a child's spirit. And that's how we have to come to the Lord. As a child, we have to come to Christ as a child. And don't you know, when you tell a child something, a child believes it, and a child soaks it up, and a child remembers, and don't you know, as a parent, if I was to tell when my kids were small, if I was to tell them when Saturday comes, we're going to go up to Mondawmin Shopping Center and we're going to have pizza. Don't you know, they may not mention it the whole week, but don't you know when Saturday morning comes, Mommy, you said, remember you said we were going to do such and such and such. Children don't forget. They do not forget. If you tell them that they're going to get a certain thing for Christmas, believe me, they're going to be looking forward for Christmas. They just have they have good memory, but they believe you. They trust. They easily trust. And that's how we're supposed to be with Jesus Christ, as dear children, as children. Hallelujah. And children believe so easily, and their hearts are pure. Hallelujah. And that's how our hearts are supposed to be pure before the Lord. And one scripture my mother used to always, I want to speak on tonight, is being obedient. And being the word obedient, it's not a bad word. It's not a bad word. And a lot of times the devil, when your parents, I'm speaking to the children, when your parents tell you to do something, and that little voice on the inside and says, talk back to them, say, you don't have to do what they say. No, you have to learn how to rebuke those thoughts and those voices in your head and know that God is going to bless you for being obedient to your parent and for doing what your parent has to do, okay? And when you speak against them or when you don't do, there's something you want to lose. You believe me, you want to lose something. And sometimes we think we're getting away with something. But believe you me, God sees everything. We really aren't getting away with anything, okay? Everything you do in this life is a seed. Let's turn to 1 Samuel 15. I'm going to read the 22nd verse and maybe the 23rd verse too. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice."
Hallelujah.
"And to hearken than the fat of rams." My mother used to always tell us that scripture. Obey is better than sacrifice. Believe you me. And she would let us know when we went against what our she told us. Mm-hmm. There was something that we would lose. Believe you me. And it may even be losing being able to sit down for a little while, you know, comfortably, okay? And you want to lose something. Hallelujah. And Psalms 23, when I was reading this, when I was thinking about this, for some reason, Psalms 23, 5 and 6 came to my mind. And I had no idea. Because sometimes you say, well, what does that have to do with being obedient? But Psalms 23, 5 and 6 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm going to stop right there. Don't you know, when you are obedient to your parents, there is no, I'm going to tell you, the anointing of the Lord will, God will, his anointing will just follow you. I'm sure goodness and mercy will follow you. And sometimes, and you may not agree with what your parents are telling you. If you may just, you just may say, oh, I don't feel like it. You may say, mumble some stuff under your breath or in your mind. Well, don't mumble under your breath. You may keep them in your thought, in your head. And if you had one of them parents like I had, the Lord would let her know just what you're thinking. And you may feel a pop or something over the back of your head or whatever. But the Lord will let your parent know just what you're thinking. But if you want the blessings of the Lord to follow you, you want God's goodness and his mercy to follow you, be obedient unto your parents. There are rewards unmentionable. So God will open doors. God will make ways for you. When other children need certain things and they're wondering, oh, how am I going to get this? Don't you know? God will send it to you. He'll make sure you, because you are an obedient child. You do what the Lord say do. And God will be is the one who's going to be speaking to your parents. When you obey your parents, you're going to be obeying the Lord. You may say, well, Jesus don't talk to me. Your parents tell you different things to do, tell you good things to do, tell you stuff to do for your own good. That's God talking to them, talking to you through them. And there's no telling as to what extent his blessings will take you. Where other children may have mishaps in their life, God will protect you. God will provide for you. You'll be wondering like, wow, how in the world did I get this? Well, mommy, daddy, look what Mr. So-and-so gave me. That's the blessing of the Lord. God will allow you to find favor with people. He will allow you to find favor. Ephesians 6. And 1, 2, and 3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Be obedient. Be obedient. The blessings will follow you. This is the first commandment with promise. God said that your life will be long. Don't you know a lot of children have experienced mishaps because they were obedient. Their parents told them to come straight home after school. But they wanted to go to the mall. They wanted to go over their little buddy's house. Something happened to them while they was over their buddy's house. Something happened to them when they were accused falsely when they went to the mall. Just something happened. And then even if they never thought, even if they felt like, nothing happened, don't you know, God saw them. They were disobedient. So they're going to suffer something. There is always a consequence, even to being disobedient. When you thinking that you're getting away with something, you aren't. You aren't getting away with anything. But the blessings of the Lord, don't you know you can go boldly before the throne of God when you're obedient to your parents? You don't have to be afraid that God's not going to give you what you asked him for. You say, look, I know I'm obedient to my mom and dad, so I'm gonna pray, and I know Jesus is going to hear me. See, because then you don't have anything blocking your prayers. And if you have been disobedient, ask God to forgive you. He is willing, and he is able. Say, Lord God, I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry. Mommy and dad didn't see me, but you saw me, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And don't you know, and he will. And he's not like a friend that will keep on bringing it up and bringing it in your face and reminding you of it. And honor your father and mother and sometimes you may think, well, Miss So-and-so, she just one of the missionaries at church. She told me to do something. Huh, I ain't feel like doing it. No. Honor your parents in the Lord. If you're at church, okay, that those older ones that tell you to do certain things, you're supposed to honor them. You're supposed to give them the same respect you give your mom, that you give your parents. If you're at school, your teachers, your administration, honor them. Don't suck your teeth. Don't roll your eyes. Don't get with the rest of the children and be disrespectful towards the older one, towards the administration. And don't you know your behavior, your good behavior will speak for you. And there may even be a trip or something coming up in school. And your parents may not have the money or whatever at the time. And don't you know, I know this to be a fact. Administration may say, you know what, that child right there, I'll pay for that child. That's a good child right there. That child is respectful. That child does what they're supposed to do. They don't talk back. Your behavior, your good behavior will speak up for you because you'll be different. It's going people, there is a mark on you when you are saved, when you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. Believe you me, there is a mark on you. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. And don't ever allow any of your friends to make you feel bad because you're different. It's a good difference. Believe me, it's a good difference. I was that child. I know what I'm talking about. God opened doors. He made ways. And I am blessed even up to today. God has always looked out for me. He has always blessed me. He's always opened doors, made ways. He's always looked out. And he will do the same for you. And just love him. When you get ready to go to bed at night, get on your knees and say your prayers. And thank God for all the blessings that he's given you. Thank him for all your surroundings. Thank him for protecting you. Being allowed to be able to walk the streets and come home and go to school or whatever and be protected. That is a blessing. If you have running water in your house, it's a blessing. You have parents. You have a roof over your head. It's a blessing. You're able to sit at a table and see your family and eat food. It's a blessing. You may think, I ain't got nothing to thank God for. Look around. You have so much to thank God for.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Bishop Byrd.
God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Through the valley of the shadow of death, I will see no
Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the children's corner on to this evening. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, are you still there?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you take us to the throne of grace, if you would? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this is the day you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you from the rising of the sun until the going down the same. Your name is to be praised, and we will praise and honor you and worship you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, for bringing us through this day up to this time and point. We thank you, Lord God, for your protection. Thank you, Lord God, for all of your provisions. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that's gone up to the children. Lord God, may it be found on good ground, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Give them the strength and encouragement to be obedient unto their parents. Hallelujah. And their parents in the Lord. Father God, we ask you to just to put your blessings and anointing even on the more, even on the word of God as it comes forth from the bishop. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the open hearts. Lord God, pliable hearts. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any sick near or around, we thank you, Lord God, for healing them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Salvation. And glory.
Hallelujah.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
come on, let's praise the Lord today. Hallelujah.
Lord,
hallelujah.
God,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's everybody sing.
Come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Honor and
power.
The Lord our God is mighty.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
The Lord our God is wonderful.
Lord our God.
Yes, he is.
He is one.
Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. McKnight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Raymond Banks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name tonight. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. We worship you, O God. We worship you. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name. We honor you, O God. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. And you know what time it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Communion time.
It's communion time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hopefully you've taken the time to get your elements together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Chapter 11. Verse 23 to 30, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of God says, examine yourselves, and we examine ourselves right now. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your covenant names. And Father God, I really feel that the number one covenant name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for being our hallelujah, righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you now that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt.
Hallelujah.
Again, Father, we examine ourselves, and so we comprehend, we're fully aware, we understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, your word declares, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, and your word will do what was set up to do. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was said. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. For your word today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You.
On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Hallelujah. He took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he broke it and declared, hallelujah, this is my body. Hallelujah, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing right now. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. Every area of our lives. Your words say, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And Luke 4:18. And Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your words say in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:26, the Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verses 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By the Spirit, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit of God and the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, already decimates, annihilates, eradicates discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes of no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven against every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name, glory to God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, undoes, severs, cuts, hallelujah, unties, breaks, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, hallelujah, makes of no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. To my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Sing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for a holy communion. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the family daily confession. We, hallelujah, we speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family, in our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, hallelujah, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, hallelujah, shaped in the image of God, hallelujah, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry house. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I tell you, it's been a wonderful time. Hallelujah. But you know what time it is now?
Hallelujah.
It's time for the word. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Say, fill with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, saved, filled with your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. I say, and we curse you from the root, command you be bound in Jesus' name. We decree and declare, hallelujah, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for all of you. We thank God for those who were in attendance virtually to our service on Sunday. We started a series, which hopefully we will end today. And the title of that series, the series was, God Can Heal What You Don't Reveal. God cannot heal what you don't reveal. Hallelujah. And as we shared on Sunday, God knows our hearts. He knows everything. But often we don't acknowledge our shortcomings. We don't acknowledge the things that we do that are not really too cool. We don't acknowledge the buttons that people push that take us off the deep end, that make us lose control and lose our temper and make our witness a problem. You know, in other words, make our witness seem fraudulent. It seems like we're perpetrating a farce. We're supposed to be Christians, and then we lay out folk, and then we curse them out. Come on now. We do other things because they done pushed our buttons. And we need to let you understand that the enemy knows our buttons. Now, if you, every time somebody pushes your button or you say, ow, or you acknowledge the button being pushed, the enemy is going to spend a lot of time with you. You understand? Pushing that button. He can keep on banging on that button. Hallelujah. And we need to understand that you have to have that button healed. Because God can't heal what you don't reveal. See, he knows, but he wants to know that you know. And of course, we looked at hallelujah scripture was at Matthew 18:19. He says, "Where two of you touch and agree or anything, hallelujah, God gonna take care of it." Is that what that scripture says? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Matthew 18:19. Well, look here. Sometimes you can't find another person to confide into. Because sometimes you share something with one person, and they got a best friend. They say, well, look here, keep this to yourself, because they told me this in confidence. And, of course, they got a best friend, and it ain't you. So they tell them, and by the time they finish, everybody in the whole city know what your buttons are. And everybody come up, they stand in line. They done took numbers. You know how you go to the casting place, and a whole lot of people in there, and they say, take a number. Or you go to the grocery market, and you need some, go to the deli counter, and they say, take a number. The enemy done had people line up, and they took a number to push your button. Come on now. And you fall for the okey-doke. You done fell for it. And you keep on saying, ow. The more you keep on losing control, losing your temper, losing your witness for the Lord, the enemy going to spend a whole lot of time pushing your button. You got to hear me now. You got to control yourself. That the fruit of the Spirit, if you look at Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, meekness is not weakness. It rhymes, but that's not what it is. Meekness is power or strength under control. Temperance is your temper under control. Hallelujah. Your emotions under control. Come on now. You got to have self-control, baby, because if you don't have self-control, glory to God. You know who's controlling you? Oh, yeah. Come on now. You got to understand this. The enemy is controlling you because he's pushing your button. Oh, you got people pushing your button on the job. You got people in your family pushing your button. Hallelujah. It's time for you to wake up and smell the roses. Come on now. It's time for you to understand the tricks of the enemy. Go into God. Look. He's been doing the same thing for eons, and you still falling for the okey-doke. You still being bamboozled, and you still being tricked by the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible said, glory to God. The Bible said in Galatians 6:7, hallelujah, glory to God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And guess what? Hallelujah. Don't you let somebody sow a distress and gloom and despair in your life. Glory to God. And you accept it. You co-sign that thing by accepting it. That's why you don't want, you don't be listening to no garbage. No, don't be listening to no gossip, because you co-sign it or that stuff in your life. Because, look, when you receive that, your ear gate, your eye gate, or your heart gate, I'm going to tell you, that's a seed. And guess what? You will get a harvest of that seed. So, but that wasn't mine originally. I don't care who gave you the seed. You planted it. Hello? I need to get at least one amen on that. Well, if I can't buy one, can I rent one for a little while? If you done received that seed, you done planted it in your spirit. You can't keep planting bad seed and expect a good harvest. I gotta say this again. You can't keep planting a bad seed in your garden and expect a good harvest. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You receive junk and garbage from somebody, guess what the harvest is gonna be in your life? Come on now. Can you feel me now? See, you've been wondering, why is all this calamity coming my way? Why is all this stuff happening in my life? It's because you're letting people plant bad seed in your life. God told me, stop being a tailor and a busybody. That wasn't for him. That was for you. Look, because he knows that seed.
Hallelujah.
And look at you planting mess in your life, and you wonder why you got a harvest of mess. Hallelujah. You planting junk in your trunk, and you wonder why you got junk in your house. You got junk in your on your job. You got junk at church because you've been planting the wrong seed. You got to plant good seed. You copyada boshakara. Oh, just because it's nice and juicy don't mean it's good. Oh yeah. Well, you know that nursery rhyme where the witch gave a juicy apple to somebody, I don't know, it was Sleeping Beauty or somebody, and they took a bite and said they were juicy. It was poison. Well, I put it this way, it put them to sleep, and it took a prince. I took a prince to wake that baby girl up. Guess what? You've got a prince, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Prince, hallelujah, of peace, hallelujah, Lord and God. You've got to put the prince on that stuff, hallelujah. They're trying to give you junk and garbage. You got to hold that stuff up. You got to stop. Say, hold it, wait a minute. I don't mean no harm, but I can't receive no junk and garbage. See, don't worry about offending them. Let them know what they're doing. They're trying to give you junk and garbage. You're going to get a harvest on the junk and garbage that you done heard because you received it, you co-signed it, you planted it in your garden. Come on now. Somebody, you look here. You got your Eden. Somebody come over your house and got some bad seed and going to go into your backyard and start planting bad seed. Glory to God. What do you call it? Weeds? You don't want no weeds. You want an apple tree, an orange tree, a lemon tree. You want something that's going to give life, preserve life. You want something that's going to give nourishment. And they're planting seed. What do you call it? That's weed seed in your garden. And see, when you get a harvest of weeds in your garden, you're going to... The craziest thing for you to ask is, how did this happen? You co-signed that thing. You actually helped plant that thing in your life. You say, well, I'm sitting up here at work, and four or five co-workers are talking about the boss. Hallelujah. And they're talking about him bad. And what you going to do? You going to sit there and listen to that junk? co-signing. See, your silence is co-signing that stuff. You need to get the Stephen, whatever your name is, Fletcher, or whatever your name is. You need to get the Stephen, because if you let people plant a bad seed in your life, you're going to get a bad harvest. Is that right? Can I get an amen? Oh, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Y'all got to understand this thing. You keep on complaining to God. Why is this stuff happening to me? Well, why you keep listening to the devil? And you know the devil, because the devil ain't got nothing good to tell you. I said the devil ain't got nothing good to tell you. He gonna tell you who done ran or who they done went to the hotel in New Jersey and found and saw a pastor so and so with Deacon so and so's wife at the No Name Motel in New Jersey, and you live in Baltimore. Hollering, come on now. And so that was juicy, and so you wanna spread that? Oh, you done heard that somebody had a baby? Hallelujah! From one of the deacon's wives. His baby, it was the pastor's baby. And so you want to spread that? That's junk and garbage. And then you wonder why you got junk and garbage. You got a harvest on the junk and garbage that you planted in your garden. Hear me now. Don't you complain to God. God, why is all this happening? Because you planting the wrong thing. You ought to be planting love. Look here. You want to... Hallelujah. Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit. You know, in the garden, you remember that it said every fruit had a seed in it. What you need to be planting in your garden is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, that's patience, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's what you need to be planting. You plant everything. I'm going to tell you what you plant. This is what you plant. You plant what came in Galatians 5:19-20-21, all that sin. All glory to God. Oh, you planting with somebody else? Oh, yeah, girl. You hear that? Pastor so and so got four babies in the church. The four of the women, they're all pregnant at the same time. And you planting that stuff in your garden, then wonder why your stuff is going shipwreck. You need to understand. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. And if you receive that seed from somebody else and you plant it in your garden, you're still going to get a harvest on that seed that somebody else gave you. Boy, I done got off the subject. Hallelujah. God can't heal what you don't reveal. You got to reveal those buttons that you got. You know you got a button. I just love juicy stuff. Hallelujah. I just love juicy stuff. Hallelujah. You about to get rid of that because you're gonna get juicy stuff and get a harvest on that juicy stuff. And after a while, all that, they're going to be talking about you. What's that saying, Pastor Peaches? A dog bring a bone will take a bone. Isn't that what they say?
Also, what goes around comes around.
Yeah. There you go. Come on now. But look here. I'm gonna tell you something. Darkness cannot get rid of darkness. Only light can. Love cannot get rid of hate. Excuse me. Hate cannot get rid of hate. Only love can. I'm gonna get it right. I need to say that again because some of y'all might have misconstrued what I said. Hatred cannot get rid of hatred. Only love can. Light, hallelujah. Darkness cannot get rid of darkness. Only light can. That's what you need. Somebody trying to give you a dark, glory to God, a dark seed, chasing away with the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said he was the light of the world. And then you know what he said? He said, I'm going to plant a seed of light in you and let you be the light of the world. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hatred is not going to get rid of hatred. Only love can. So you know what? Hallelujah. God said, hallelujah, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave you a seed of love. And so that's what ought to be growing in your garden. Love. And you say, well, the Bible says something about somebody hit you, you can hit them back or something. So it's some kind of stuff, an eye for an eye, two for two. That was in court. You read the whole scripture. Don't just take one verse and run with it. Boy, you're going to fall into a pit. You better read the whole scripture. It talks about it before a judge. That's right. An eye for an eye, two for two. Hallelujah. In those days, glory to God. In Bible days, my goodness. You stand before the judge, and you're accused of putting somebody's eye out, and there are three witnesses, two or three witnesses against you, say, yeah, he did it. And then, okay, you put his eye out, we're going to put your eye out. And that was in court. Hallelujah. That was for you to take, justice in your own hands. Hallelujah. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Romans 12, I think that's 19. I shall repay. He's going to take care of it. He's the judge. He's the just and righteous judge. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. God can't heal what you don't reveal. You got stuff that you're working on in your life. You love the juicy stuff. You gotta call on God and say, Lord, here, Lord, forgive me for being a tale bearer or a tale receiver. Hallelujah. I don't want that mess in my life, but if I receive it and co-sign on it and bury it in me, I'm going to get a harvest on that. I got to get rid of that stuff. I can't receive that junk and garbage. Come on now. And Jesus, why in the world do you complain to God? Why me, Lord? Because you took the wrong seed and planted it. Hallelujah. You took the wrong stuff and made it yours. Put your name on it. You co-signed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And those folks, they got rid of it. They may have gone back to the Lord and said, Lord, forgive me for passing on that junk and garbage. Forgive me. And they done got forgiven for it. But guess what? They done sent it to you. You co-signed for it. You left holding the bag unless you get rid of it. Thank you, Jesus. It's time. God can't heal what you don't reveal. You know your weaknesses. You know those buttons that people push. You know those things which you have shortcomings of. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You work on them. Hallelujah. Because if you don't work on them, guess who's going to work on them? The devil going to work on them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every button, hallelujah, glory to God. He gonna push every last one of them, hallelujah. And you'll be flying off the, you'll be flying off the chart every day, every second of the day, cause he pushing all of it. Oh, he gonna find out all your buttons. He gonna push them all. And don't you be going around and telling folks, yeah, I got a weakness in this area. And see, the devil listens to you. He can't read your mind, but he can hear what you're saying. And his dumb demons around, too. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And see, that's another thing. And I shared this on Sunday. And see, because some of y'all think that person that pushed your button is the enemy. No, they're not the enemy. That person in your family that pushed your button, he's not the enemy either. Your husband is not the enemy. Your children are not the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. The demon forces. Hallelujah. That's the real enemy. You want to go to war. You don't go to war with your neighbor, your boss, your family. You go to war against the devil. And hallelujah, you cut off his entry, you know, the communication system, you know. In other words, you put a guard at your ears and at your eye, those gates, and at your heart, hallelujah. And then you stand on the word of God. It's important for you to stand on the word of God. That's why it's important to be Bible literate. Some of you are illiterate when it comes to the Bible. You may know four scriptures, and that's it. And you've been carrying a Bible around with you for 40 years, and sometimes you carry a Bible look like a family Bible. That's how big they are. And you still only got four or five scriptures. You know the address. It's important for you to know addresses of 90% of the scriptures you quote, so that you know whether it's in the Bible or not. Because some of you have been quoting for the longest time. We're going to preach on this one day. Spare the rod, spoil the child. That ain't in the Bible. What? Hallelujah. If you take one step, he'll take two. That ain't in the Bible. Glory to God. Y'all got to read the word of God. But I heard the preacher talk about that. That ain't in the Bible. Go find it. And then and you call me up and tell, Brother Bird, you were wrong. It's a blah, 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 blah. But I done checked. I done checked over and over again. It ain't in the Bible like that. Hallelujah. You need to be biblically literate. Some of you, you stopped in grade school, Bible grade school. You learned a couple of scriptures, and you're in first grade, and you stopped there. 40 years later, you're still in first grade. Who are you kidding? Hallelujah. It's time for you to know the word. How can you have the word in your heart if you don't know where it is? Pastor Peaches, I'm going to let you take over right now. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank y'all for the word. Thank you for your encouragement, Pastor, and read for us to us to read the word and to study to show ourselves approved. Hallelujah. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. Lord, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you died and that you rose again and you are now sitting on the right hand of the Father. Interceding for me.
Hallelujah.
If you quoted that prayer behind me, you have accepted Jesus Christ, you are now saved. Hallelujah. Jesus is indeed. You don't have to do 50,000 jumping jacks and ask and stand on your hands and say, okay, Jesus, I need you to come to my heart. Don't you know he's there? If you quoted that prayer, he is there. Hallelujah. You have passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now you have the power, hallelujah, to submit all them buttons to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, dear. Thank you, Father. If you'd like to send us a communication, address it to RYM 24554. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. We see you on Sunday.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're still building the hospital in Uganda. And hallelujah, if you want to help in that effort, remember that $1 equal to 365.33 shillings in Ugandan money. So a little donation, a little seed will go a long way. And, of course, you can send it to RYMM, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. God bless you real good. Love you. See you on Sunday at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.